Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I learned something very controversial, and I'm hesitant to share this with you, but I need to tell somebody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm like the guy who got stranded on an island with a supermodel. You know, it could happen. And neither of us figure that we're going to be rescued, so we start dating. She's desperate, of course. Now, you know you're out of your league, but you're the only guy on the island. So when the odds are in your favor, you must take advantage of them. Well, anyway, periodically I ask my new supermodel girlfriend to dress up as a guy and then sneak around the corner, and then I'll act like it's one of my buddies and I'll say, "Hey, guess what? I'm dating a supermodel." Well, that's what I feel like. I feel like I have to share this. I want to tell somebody what happened to me, but I have to swear you all to secrecy. See, over the weekend, I was taught the secret handshake of white people. Shh, don't tell anybody. I know I've already lost my race card. I'm still black. I don't care what the silly Negroes did, but just don't tell anybody. I know the secret handshake of the white man. And now, it's easy. I know success is coming. Because I do that handshake, and then it's wink, wink, the okay signal. And, of course, we all know what happens when I give you the okay signal. It means I'm with the in crowd. Guaranteed success by virtue of me knowing the secret handshake of white folks. That's how all the successful blacks have done it, right? I didn't realize that until I got taught the secret handshake. Thank you, David. I won't say his last name because I don't want him to get, you know, kicked out of the club. Anyway, I didn't actually join the club, but they did teach me the secret handshake. And David said he could do it, and here's why he told me he could do it. He says, because, Kevin, you ain't black. Because I didn't vote for Biden. How is your cognitive ability, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? How would you rate yourself on the cognitive scale of 1 to 10? Do you know if you're slipping? You know, where were you at 10 years old? Your brain is super malleable. It's just soaking stuff in. I think, honestly, from the moment you're born, you have the 100% brain capacity, or, you know, not using it, but you're just soaking everything in. But you have no way to get it out. You're just like, that's why you're mumbling. Because you have no clue. You're just like, I got everything to say here. Look at all these inputs, these sensories and all that. But you got no way to communicate it. That's why your body's just jerking and moving around like a little baby. Just like, and then you get to be a certain, you know, as you get older and older, you start talking. And then, you know how kids get frustrated at two? Because they're just starting to get that verbal ability to say things. But we don't understand them. And they're like, they call it the terrible twos, but it's really just our strain to communicate. We want to communicate. And then finally, you get to an age where you can speak the Queen's English or whatever culturally appropriated language you may speak. And you then, you're completely self-aware. There's no verbal, there's no need to get frustrated. There's no need to fight. There's no need to argue because now you have the ability to communicate. And so you drop all those childish ways. And you shut up. Yeah, pee pee poo poo. Yeah, you know, you argue like that, right? I want you to understand the evolution of language and man as the mind evolves to the point where you go, you know what? I've got this. I don't need to fight. See, I grew up as a fighter. Because in the black community, we don't have communication skills. The only thing we know is zero to angry. I talked about this years ago. Probably should rehash it. We go from zero to angry. What?
They ain't serving collard greens at the grocery store no more. What? We gonna pick it. We gonna burn it down, man. Burn it down. No justice, no peas.
I should have said peas, because then it would have fit better, right?
They ain't got no peas at the grocery store. No justice, no peas.
You get it? The point is, we are so uncivilized, we just go from zero to I'm just completely pissed. And the left love it. They love that we have no ability to say, you know, they like that we're like little babies.
You boo-boo, baba, you beat my boo-boo.
That's the way we argue as black folks. Black leftists, not civilized blacks like myself. You know, the ones that know the secret handshake of the white man. We know how to communicate. And it is the difference between why you don't have to grow up fighting. See, I still have a fighter's mentality. I still have the mentality of, if push comes to shove, I got to be able to shove back. But luckily, it's starting to leave me. You know, I taught my kids martial arts, but I'm getting to the point where I say, you know, you should be able to communicate. You should be civilized enough to have a discussion about things. But the left can't. The left cannot. They must argue. They must show you that they cannot communicate. They will not have a discussion point by point, counterpoint. No, they want none of it. They're like little children throwing tantrums. You have to understand this in order to figure out why we got here. Because we want to communicate. You ever been in a relationship with a person that's a good communicator and you don't know how to communicate? It's not very good. Because you're defensive. They're like, well, what's bothering you right now?
And you're like, I don't know. It doesn't even matter, man.
You know, because you have no, and there are many people out there going, Kevin, I have no idea what you're saying because you grew up functional. You got over this at the age of 12 and you started listening. You started not taking things defensively. You started understanding that you could be wrong. So it's best to take a listen. You also understood this very key concept. Here you go, people. Pay attention to the Kevin Jackson Show. You don't know every dang thing. You're not the smartest person in the room on every subject. And it's time to keep your mouth shut and listen to other people talk about the science. Guess what? We conservatives know a lot. We've witnessed many things. We speak from experience. We don't come from emotion and conjecture. We know how things work. We know how the world works. And you know what the left do? They ignore it. They throw their tantrums. We're going to talk about that. But I still want to know, how's your cognitive ability? It's obviously pretty good because you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
About that handshake, not all you white folks know the secret white people handshake, do you? Yeah. If you haven't succeeded in this country and you're white, you better go find one of your buddies that knows the deal. Thanks for being a part of what I do each and every day here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you guys are with me. Be sure to check out the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Particularly if you've got ailments that, or you're taking meds that cost you over $150, a couple hundred bucks a month recurring, we can save you a lot of money. And it's no joke. We do it in my family, so check it out. Yeah, the secret handshake. So I'm sure, you know, the Trump rally that they had over the weekend where Donald Trump essentially thumbed his nose in the face of Joe Biden and others by saying, why don't you come out and do a rally, Joe? Let's see how many people you could get to come out. What about you, Barack and Michelle? And the left so hate this stuff Trump, by the way, he called it the first rally of the 2022 midterms. And we'll get more into that. But let me tell you, the left hate that Trump is out there doing this. They hate it. And they do because they know that every time Trump comes out, it is a reminder to the world that he is the de facto president and that he was deposed. And it's funny because when you see any article with Trump in it on the headline, there will always be something followed by the crazy thing that Trump believes he was cheated. You know, the BS that Trump believes he was cheated. They will always tell you that. And that's when you know when the left, when they really have to double down and triple down on something, because they know you don't believe their BS. We're going to be talking about this forever. And in fact, I'm going to tell you, history, at some point in the future, people will recognize two things. One, that Barack Obama lied, either about his residency or whatever, and I don't care. I mean, I don't care. It's over, is what I'm getting at. I care from a constitutional perspective and all that, but it's done. They cheated. They got him in. And I'm glad they did, because it showed just how bad leftism is. Because if you can't keep control when you have the most polished magic Negro on the planet leading your ticket, and he destroys it, and it's so bad that you have to resort to cheating at a monumental scale that you will get a demented fool elected, I know we won. You may not have won Donald Trump's, you know, sitting in the Oval Office at this point, but that's a big win. That's them acknowledging, we can't defeat you. The only way, think about everything I just said, and you control the media, you control all the institutions, these racist institutions that maneuver people into all kinds of thought, to the point where this country is ridiculed. You can't speak truth or whatever, and yet they lose all that those votes from Barack Obama, and then they're forced to pick Joe Biden. Out of all the candidates they had, they're forced to pick Joe Biden. Do you guys remember when all these guys started dropping out? Buttigieg and all of them. All, there were what, 29, 45,000 candidates for the Democrats? Not a single one of them stayed in because the word got out. The fix is in. It's going to be Biden. You'll get your chance. And they chose him. They passed over an Asian, a Latino, multiple women, including a Pacific Islander woman. They passed over business people, Congress people, senators, to put in a brain dead moronic number two who was only put into place because he was an insurance policy for baby black Jesus. And you think you're losing? You're winning, people. You got to learn how to interpret the win. So what does Trump do? He says, I'm going to start holding rallies. Oh, you want to look at my taxes? Go ahead. You want to look at my business dealings? Go ahead. Because you know why? America knows you're the ones colluding with the Russians. You're the ones extorting the Ukrainians. You're the ones taking money from the Chinese and working with spies. You're the one sex trafficking, using your son to do all the work of the big guy, etc., etc. They know. They're so afraid because they know we know. And they wake up every single day. Let me give you the cycle. Get up in the morning and start repeating lies and trying to get people to try to convince people that we're the good guys. That's what the Democrats are doing. Tell them we're going to give them more money. We're going to do all these things. But at the end of the day, they're scared to death. Trump returned to campaign mode with a vengeance Saturday night, they write, vowing at a rally in Ohio that Republicans would take back Congress, bemoaning his loss in last November's election and retaliating against the GOP congressman who voted to impeach him. Let me tell you, any GOP person that voted to impeach Trump, gone. Anybody who took this narrative of January the 6th and put it on the conservatives, as far as I'm concerned, you're Jussie Smollett. And I could go on. Donald Trump is doing exactly the right thing, and he's doing it at exactly the right time. And he's saying, you know what? I'm going to show you guys. Calling the event the very first rally of the 2020 election, Trump predicted next year's elections would result in giant Republican majorities in both chambers of Congress. Now, you're out there, you're saying, Kevin, I know, but there's still this Dominion thing. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a lot more difficult for them to cheat. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what operatives are doing what. But I'm going to venture to tell you there are going to be a lot more Project Veritas. There are going to be a lot more people working these campaign events, these precincts. And there's going to be real evidence of cheating from now on. There's going to be a lot. There's going to be documentation. The Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in history. In history. And now they're going to be watched like hawks. And even they're trying to figure it out, because you know what ultimately happens when you do that? Everybody knows the big cheat's in. So they're saying, if you do it for him, you better do it for me. And so now you got all these. There's no honor among thieves. Even the Republicans, the rhinos that helped them, they have to be suspect. Anyway, Trump says, we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. We have no choice. And he's right. We don't have a choice. If we leave these guys to it, they will absolutely destroy us. They don't have a care in the world about how to govern this nation correctly. Look at what they did. I described it earlier perfectly. They had everything in their favor with Barack Obama. He could have been transformative. He could have been a true JFK in a sense. Transformative. But instead, he succumbed. He didn't know the job. You know who else doesn't know the job? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, two of the biggest have you seen Kamala? They're even lampooning Kamala Harris. I'll talk about it next hour. The LA Times is actually lampooning Kamala Harris, saying she's incompetent, doesn't know her job. Surprised? Not us.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record-breaking 43 million people are packing up to hit the roads this holiday weekend.
and they're in for some pain at the pump. AAA saying this 4th of July will have the highest gas prices since 2014. Right now, the national average is $3.11, with drivers in California paying the most, followed by Hawaii. Nearly 4 million will fly Thursday and Monday, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic travel. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the search for any survivors in the deadly condo collapse in Surfside will go on.
When somebody's missing in action in the military, you're missing until you're found, and we don't stop the search, and so I think that that's what's happening.
DeSantis praising first responders as selfless and saying they're putting themselves in danger. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United Nations is discussing removing one of its programs.
Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
California is adding Florida to the list where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that they believe discriminate against the LGBTQ community. Attorney General Rob Bonta saying the state of Florida has introduced bills that prevent biological men from competing with biological women in school sports. Adding, we are in the midst of discrimination in the country and the state of California will not support it. Find more news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftism is fun to watch. Oh my gosh. If you want to see the most inconsistent Jekyll and Hyde, helter-skelter, topsy-turvy, upside-down, flip-floppity, you just need to watch leftists. I'm talking amazing hypocrisy. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and I'm an observer of the lunacy of leftism. Call it out 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on this very program, and I write about it. All you got to do is go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and you can see it. And when you see it, make note of it and be proud that you are not part of that idiotic, moronic behavior. You're going to love this story. There's a restaurant in Minneapolis that is called Broder's Pasta Bar. And it now charges customers a 15%, quote, equity charge on all guest checks. So what it's saying is, I don't care if you have a big party where, you know, you've seen the mandatory 18% gratuity if your party is more than six or whatever. And they do that because a server that's got a table of six really has to pay a lot more attention. It takes more time. I get it, even though I don't like it. I tell people I don't like going to restaurants where they say you're going to force me to tip a percentage of, you know, because I want the server to earn it. Oh, Kevin, they only make $2 and something an hour. I factor that in. I don't think I've ever, and I'm pretty positive about this, I don't think I've ever shafted a server. Even if they gave me crappy service, I gave them at least 10%. But if you are stellar, I'll give you 25% or more. I've done more. And I bet you have too. But you have a minimum. You're like, okay, if you're making $2 an hour. Now, that's why the servers, most of the good ones say, don't give me $15 an hour. Don't. You want to know why? You know why. Because if they're a good server, they don't care what they make for that little base money. They're going to get more money in tips. A good server at a decent restaurant could make $400 or $500 a day. They can make well over $100,000 a year, most of it off the books. You give them 31,000 and counting, vacation, at $15 an hour, they take a huge pay cut. Now they're going to get their tips, but now they got to declare $70,000-$80,000 of additional income. They've been skating, saying, "Oh, we made 50." Trust me, these cash business employees, they love their cash. So, anyway, they don't like it. But this guy is putting this 15% equity charge on all checks, and he says he's doing it, get this, because he says customers don't realize their institutional racism and their institutional sexism. So you're not tipping women enough or minorities enough. You can't be trusted to tip properly. So they published an entire page on their website that explained the policy, and it's called "What is the Benefit and Equity Charge?" They have to tell people, this is why you're paying this. And here's what they wrote. 2020 was a time of introspection for us, as it was for so many of our neighbors. In response to the racial injustice protests throughout our community and the many closures we experienced because of COVID, we spent some time reimagining the economics of our business with the goal of providing fair pay across our company. I love that. One result of this effort was the creation of a benefits and equity charge of 15% that is added to all guest checks. And they said this: the funds accumulated from this new racism tax are going to be redirected towards paying employees' wages, paid time off, insurance, and various employee assistance programs. So they aren't even telling you this money is going to go to the waiters and waitresses. They're just jacking up the rates of their product 15%, and they're pretending that it's in the vein of being woke. This is why we're doing it. Let me tell you what they're saying to you. They're telling you that the food and the service can't cut it. So the restaurant now believes that the answer is to show how woke it is. And interestingly, they use the tactics of the government, which is don't cut back, don't figure out ways to run your business more effectively, but how about you, quote, tax the patrons? Well, here's a novel idea. Just give that money to the servers. Completely. Who are you to determine what benefits and stuff they deserve? Give them the 15%. Pass it along. Now, I don't think the owner of the restaurant's going to do that, because it's his money. And now, if he can get it from you and it was just to pass it along, let me tell you what he would do. He would skim off his 30 or 40% and pass it along. I just love the non-meritocracy of this whole thing. They don't care that look, the Mansion in Dallas is a very, very nice restaurant. I've eaten there many times. Dean Ezell or something used to be the chef. He's probably dead now, but he used to run it. It was a treat to go to the Mansion. You knew you were going to drop $400 or $500. It was where you took a person to propose, or a fancy dinner for guests coming to town, or business dinners. I've been there many times. It was owned by the Carol Ann Shokoff Hunt. And, I mean, I've hung out with many notables there. Many. Beautiful people. And I guarantee you, they didn't need an equity tax. If you would save up. And by the way, I've been there when there were black folks there. I'm one of them. But couples, dining, enjoying, having a good time. So it isn't what's made it worthwhile is they gave you spectacular food. It had an ambiance that you couldn't believe. I mean, the wine guy knew his stuff. I mean, it was an amazing thing to just be a part of it. One of Dallas's finest restaurants, an institution. So no upcharge needed. And I remember I argued with a guy in New Orleans because there was a group of us, and the guy goes, well, it's an 18% gratuity. And I said, what if the service stinks? Well, it's just the policy of our restaurant. And I argued with the guy, and it was busy too. And he was like, and he was very nice about it because he could have just said, look, find another restaurant. But he didn't. I just told him, I said, man, you know, I watch my money and I don't mind. I said, we tip big, but I'm going to get into that here in a bit as to why this policy is. He's lying. The guy that's doing this restaurant in Minneapolis is lying that he needs some sort of a benefits and equity charge. The bigger implication here looms, folks. It's racism and sexism and tipping. That's what he's saying. And there was I went to research it, and there was a server that on Quora, and here's what he said. White men tip the best. His name is Jonathan Hartzell. And he wrote, former wannabe entrepreneur, now kind of entrepreneur. And you can find this on Quora. He says, as a working waiter, white men tip the best. People of color generally do not tip well. Indian people pretty consistently do not tip well due to their culture and frugality. And I would consider them to be the worst tippers. Also, they tend to be the most demanding customers. If you do deliver on their demands, they are the nicest customers, however, and will show you great appreciation, just not in the way you really want. Now, see, that's a gaping hole in the narrative. White men tip the best. People of color do not. And Asians, as it turns out, are the worst. Still, things get even more interesting when you consider what WAPO said, and I'm going to have to cover some of this in the next segment, but it says, within the U.S. restaurant industry, black customers are generally considered comparatively poor tippers. One recent survey of roughly 1,000 restaurant servers from across the nation found that 34% thought black diners were very bad tippers. An additional 36% thought black patrons were below average tippers. In contrast, you ready for this? Wake up, white folks. 98% of those surveyed believe white customers were tippers. So let's go back to this equity thing that this guy's looking for in this Minneapolis restaurant. Where's he going to get it? Who's it for? Who's he really penalizing? Think about it. We'll be back to talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road...